From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to the report that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
We still don't have official statements coming out from the Afghan government. We are hopeful that when President Ghani will return to Kabul, he makes statements about this new event and about the future of the peace process.
Mullah Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Mohammad Omar, whose death was confirmed by the Taliban earlier in the week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Cairo for talks with security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by Islamic State extremists. Mr. Kerry arrived late Saturday in the Egyptian capital, his first stop on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. VOA correspondent traveling with the secretary reports he had no formal meeting scheduled for Saturday night. He is expected to meet today with Egypt's foreign minister. Security issues will be a focal point throughout Secretary Kerry's trip. This is VOA News. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khalid Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden on Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. He is the highest-ranking Yemeni leader to visit Aden since pro-government forces freed it from Houthi rebels 2 weeks ago. Prime Minister flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally-backed Yemeni government fled after Iranian-backed rebels seized Sana'a last year, then Aden in March of this year. The Saudi-led Arab coalition has been carrying out airstrikes against the Houthis to drive them out and restore the government. Airstrikes and fighting on the ground have created a humanitarian crisis in Yemen, with the United Nations saying about 80% of the population needs immediate aid. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region called on the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, Saturday to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties during Turkey's airstrikes. Masoud Barzani said in a statement the PKK should withdraw its fighters from the Kurdish region so to ensure the civilians of Kurdistan do not become victims of the fighting and of the conflict. Parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler burned to death by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives Saturday as protests over the arson entered a second day. Firebombing of the family's home in the occupied West Bank killed the 18-month-old toddler, sparked an international outcry, and Israel's failure to deal with the violence by hardline Jewish settlers. Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting for several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with the tourist. Emmanuel Fundura is the president of Safari Operations Association. He says the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority tightened the controls after Cecil the lion was killed during an illegal hunt.
Hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in areas outside Wange National Parks has been suspended with immediate effect. All such hunts will only be conducted if confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
Clampdown follows an international furor over the killing of Cecil, a favorite with international tourists, who was shot with a bow and arrow by Walter Palmer outside Wang Park in early July. Cecil, who had a distinctive black mane, was a popular tourist draw at the park and was wearing a tracking collar, part of the Oxford University research project.
That's the latest world news from VOA.